Hey. Hello? Bro, you should fucking answer me when I say hi. Jesus fucking Christ, come and catch, see? Anyway. Why are you going dressed like that, huh? A date? Right. You're going on a date, huh? With who? Someone you met on the dating app. Right. That's believable. If you're going to hang out with your gaming buddies, just say so. You don't have to pretend like a woman is actually interested in you. Try to be realistic at the very least, okay? I'm your big sister, I'm not your mother, so it's not like I'm gonna tell you no when you want to go somewhere. Although I should. Well, I mean, it's embarrassing. You wanting to go out looking like this? Is this really the best you could put together for your date? Who fucking who wiped that stupid sad look off your face? Jesus Christ, can't you take a fucking joke? God. Honestly, if we didn't share a womb, I'd never would have thought we were even related, you know? So, you're going on a date, huh? Right. And, what are you two gonna be doing? Just going to have a drink? That's probably gonna go really well for you, huh? Because you can't even fucking say a single sentence to me, your twin sister, without fucking falling apart and flubbering whatever you're trying to say. It's honestly... Do you really think that you're going to be able to charm this woman and potentially, I don't know, like, get her into your bed and fuck her? Bro, what's with that look? We're literally both two adults and I can't even talk about fucking in front of you? I know you're my brother, but that doesn't take away the fact that this is literally what everybody talks about. Everyone I know who has siblings, they talk about fucking with their siblings. I don't know what to tell you. Yes, the who, what's the one, the where's. It doesn't matter. Like, not like you have a lot of details to share yourself, and not that I would ever want to tell you about my experiences, because... Well... I don't know, I don't want you to get too jealous, because you'll never experience anything close to that. I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to set your expectations to be realistic, brother. That's it. You know just as well as I do that you won't be able to do this. Like, you can't date anyone. So, okay. Let's backtrack. So you scored a date show with a woman, right? I'm assuming it's a woman. Right. Right. And how did you do that exactly? Do you have any shared interests or... Oh, she made the move, really? That's believable. Who wouldn't look at you and immediately want to jump on that? Sorry to put it like that, but you know what I mean. So she asked you out for a drink. And did you talk about anything before she did this? Or is it more like the type of, let's skip the pleasantries and let's see how this thing actually goes in real life? Right, right. So, what you're telling me is that you are completely fucked. I mean, it's not gonna go well. I mean, look at you. Look at the way that you're dressed, the way that you look. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she took one look at you when she comes in the door and turned right back around again. Or maybe, if you're lucky, she's gonna sit down at the table with you and maybe order a drink, maybe actually sit down and have a little bit of conversation, but I wouldn't be too surprised if she excuses herself to the ladies' room and, well, just so happens to walk out. Completely leaving you sitting there all by yourself. Honestly, what I wouldn't give to be able to see that. What? You think I'm being cruel? Okay, then, little brother, tell me, what do you actually have going for yourself? Yes, little brother, I was born 5 minutes before you, so I'm the oldest. Tell me, little brother, how are you going to seduce this woman? Tell me. Go on, don't be shy. I want to hear your plan. How are you going to make sure that this date leads to date number two and potentially getting your little tiny cock wet? Well, I'm just assuming that it's small, okay? Nothing? You have nothing? Well, then, I think you should save yourself the trouble, little brother, and just stay at home because there's literally no way that this is going to end in any other way but you sitting in your bedroom, sadly jerking your cock off at the end of the night. Little brother, did I hurt your feelings? See? You can't even take a fucking joke and you expect to be able to seduce a woman and bring her back into your bed? Seriously? Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. I can't believe we're actually related. Gods, oh, if you were any more exciting of a person, I would have actually tried to teach you how to flirt or anything like that. But honestly, I feel like I just have to teach you a lesson at this point. I mean, you can go on off on this date and you can try and see what happens. But honestly, I think I should just spare you the pain and prove my point to you. What am I doing? Well, I'm doing exactly what I told you I was going to do, little brother. I'm going to prove how fucking pathetic and worthless and embarrassing you are. Yeah. No woman is ever going to want you, and I'm going to prove to you why. Okay? Don't push me off of you. No, 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 little brother. I'm gonna sit right down here in your lap and I'm gonna teach you a fucking lesson. Okay? Okay? Shut the fuck up and listen to me. Listen to me, little brother. That's it. There you go. Now wipe those stupid fucking tears off of your face. God. Now, you see, any woman worth anything would want a man who was actually able to take her and use her and fuck her properly. But a pathetic, whiny little brat like you would never be able to do that. Do you know why? Because you just want to be used and humiliated. Because why else would you let me on top of you like this? Why else would you let me fucking overpower you like this? I'm a small woman worth half of your weight. Seriously, if you actually tried your best, you would have gotten me off of you in a second. But you don't have enough self-respect to try to do that, to try to defend yourself, do you? Do you? Tell me. tell me, little brother, do you have any self-respect at all? Anything? Are you telling me that you were just going to go on this date with a beautiful, sexy, gorgeous woman, supposedly, and you were going to sit in front of her trying to seduce her, trying to charm her with this, with you? What do you have to offer her? You're certainly not in control of any situation. I mean, what do you have to offer? You live with me, your sister, in a shithole apartment, working a job that I know that you hate, and spending your days jerking your cock up in your room by yourself all day long. I mean, it's pathetic. You barely have any hobbies that anyone would ever want to listen to you talk about. Honestly, you're such a pathetic excuse of a human being. Do you see that? I mean, I bet your cock isn't even good enough to get a woman off. Tell me, little brother, have you ever made a woman come before? Why? Are you too scared to look at me? Come here. Look your sister in her eyes. Have you ever made a woman come before? I bet you've barely even been able to get close enough to try to make someone come. How about we change that? Let's see what you're worth. Look at you! Finally got some fight in you, huh? Well, too fucking bad you're gonna stay right here. You're gonna stay right fucking here, okay? You see? You see? Well, look at you. I bet you've secretly been wanting this, little brother. I bet you've secretly been pining for me to do this to you. For me to take you. For me to fucking use you. Yeah. Fuck you. I'll stay right there. I'm gonna just fucking... Don't whine, it was an ugly fucking shot anyway. Stay right there, stay right there, stay fucking still, okay? I'm gonna get your cheese off too. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so perverted. Oh my gosh, your cock's already hard. Oh my god. Seriously? Ugh, I bet you watch all those, like, stepsister pornos, don't you? Huh? We all know they don't mean step. Or what, little brother? Oh, well, I guess this isn't as little as I assumed it was going to be. That's at least a little bit of a surprise. I don't know if it's gonna be good enough, though. What do you think, little brother? How quickly do you think you're going to get rock hard for your big sister? Oh my gosh. This pathetic look of your face. God. Almost makes me want to take a picture. Fuck. You're a depraved little shit, aren't you? I talk about taking a picture of you rock hard and naked in front of me, and your cock starts twitching? Fuck me, dude. Cons, I actually think it's for the better that I keep you at home. Wouldn't want to expose another person to something as perverted and pathetic like you. Oh, fuck. Oh, tell me, little brother. Have you ever had a woman's mouth in your cock? Yeah? So, does that mean, like, once for maybe a couple of seconds? Or an actual proper blowjob? Oh, a proper one, look at you go. Not sure I believe it, but did you last all the way through it, or did you come within the first 5 seconds? Let's see if you're a man of your word, huh? Keep your eyes on me, little brother. I want to watch every single reaction on that stupid fucking face of yours. Okay? See if you can be worth something. Fuck, you're leaking already? Jesus fucking Christ. With how desperate you feel right now, I'm not even sure I believe you're not a virgin. My pathetic, stupid, worthless little brother. You've probably never even seen a woman naked before, have you? Even if you did lose your virginity, it was probably like a quick fuck where she barely moved her panties to the side. Probably a pity fuck. Probably not too far away from what I'm doing to you right now. Maybe she did it for a bet. I mean, honestly, who would ever want to fuck you for any other reason than to make fun of you or teach you a lesson? Fuck, are you about to come already? Wow, seriously. Jesus fucking Christ. You're so embarrassing. Trigger happy virgin is what I'm gonna assume. Not yet, little brother. You're gonna have to show me that you're fucking able to take at least a little bit of a proper blowjob. Come on, you pathetic fucking piece of shit. You can do it. That's it, little brother. Moan out like the depraved fucking slut that you are. You're such a perverted little shit, you know that? Oh, here you are, getting off by your big sister sucking your cock. Whimpering like a little fucking whore. Jesus fucking Christ. You really, really think that any woman would ever want a man like you? Such a pathetic, whimpering mess. Really? Any woman would be embarrassed to be seen with you in public. Honestly, it's so much better that you just stay at home. I'm able to protect you from all the harm from the outside world. Fucking Christ. Listen to those poor, pathetic, fucking whimpering, subby moans of yours. Honestly, it's kind of entertaining seeing you like this. You know, a real man would have pushed me off ages ago. Someone who's a perverted, depraved little cum slut like you. They wouldn't have let that big sister do this to them. No, they would have pushed me off. They would have overpowered me. But you know you don't want to. You're You don't want to, little brother. No, no, because this is the only amount of attention anyone's ever shown you. And you don't want to risk letting this go. I know you don't. I know you don't, little brother. It's okay. You can admit it. You can admit that your big sister's mouth feels good around your cock. That's it. Oh my god, you sound so pathetic. Jesus Christ. You know, I bet if any other woman were to do this, she would have walked out the door the second you started sounding like this. Lucky for you, little brother, I actually kind of like putting you in your place. Showing you what a depraved fucking slut you are. You're gonna come, little brother. You can't hold on anymore. Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ, you can't even do one thing? You can't even stop yourself from coming? Are you serious? Oh my gosh. Wow. I guess I'm gonna have to stop it for you. Oh my god. That whimper you just let out is honestly pathetic. Just like the rest of you. Well, you see, little brother, the only reason why I did this was to see if this cock was actually able to make a woman come. So, if I would have let you come in my mouth right now, that would mean I wouldn't be able to prove my point now, would I? So, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get naked. Yes. All the way. I mean, you're my brother after all, and I do feel bad that you haven't ever seen a woman naked before, that you haven't had to either pay for or look at porn for, so... If I'm going to ride this cock and try to make myself come, I might as well give you a show while I'm at it. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear you speak. I told you, keep your eyes on me, and that's it. You don't get to speak unless I tell you to. Try to keep your eyes inside of your head, little brother. Oh, I know you've never seen me naked before, but I am just your sister after all. Now, I'm just gonna get back into your lap. And you are going to... I never said you could touch me. Fucking Christ. I might have just sucked your cock, but that gives you no permission to put your hands on me, little brother. Do you think I'm doing this because I want to? Do you think I'm raping you because I want to? I'm doing this to prove a point to you. That no one would ever in their right mind want to do this to you. To want to date you? No, I'm doing this to teach you a lesson. So keep your fucking hands to yourself, little brother. And keep your eyes on me. Okay. Good. I'm just gonna get up here and put your cock against my hole. Tease it around. Oh, you like that, don't you? Feels good, right? Have a proper pussy. Not just a fake silicone one that you keep under your pillow. Of course I know. I'm your sister. We live together. I know everything about you, little brother. You want me to put it inside? Say please. Not like that. Say, please, big sis, rape me like the pathetic fucking slut that I am. Louder. Louder. I can barely hear you, little brother. Louder! That's it. Oh, fuck. Did you almost come the second I put it in? Oh, that's so embarrassing. Oh, look at you, almost a two-pump chump, huh? Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. You know a woman actually likes it when a guy is able to last in bed? Yeah? Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, you're so lucky I'm doing this to you. You're so lucky that I'm saving you the embarrassment that would be this fucking date. I mean, there's no way you're going out after this, you know? There's no way you're ever gonna try to date ever again. I mean, what are you gonna fucking say, huh? The best fuck of my life was my sister. Do you realize how embarrassing that sounds? Everyone's gonna look at you like the fucking freak that you are. Yes, they are. They are. No one's ever gonna want to put their hands on you after this. Who would want to date someone that was raped by their big sister? Honestly. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I bet you don't even care at this point, huh? Oh, you're just so transfixed by the feeling of my pussy squeezing around your cock. Isn't that right, little brother? I could say whatever I wanted. I could say whatever I wanted. I could make you do whatever I wanted just as long as I kept writing you. Yeah? Yeah? Look at you nodding your head. Oh, fuck. What a depraved little shit you are. Such a perverted little slut. Yeah, that's what you are. That's what you are. Isn't that right, little brother? That's what you are. Tell me you're a little depraved slut. Yes. Just a worthless fucking shit. Just a worthless fucking slut who's never gonna amount to anything. No one's ever gonna want you. No one but me, maybe. Maybe I'll just keep you around. Throw a bone to you every once in a while. Yeah, I mean, you are my brother after all. And I'm your big sister. I meant to take care of you. Well, tell me, little brother. Am I taking care of you? Am I taking good care of you right now? Right now? I feel like I'm taking very good care of you. I'm making you feel good. Better than I any woman has ever done before, and honestly will ever do ever again. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Yeah. Fuck. Oh, shit. I bet if I let you, you'd come inside of me right now. Isn't that right? You just need me to say the words, don't you? Don't you? And you try to breed me. You try to breed your sister's pussy right now. Isn't that right? Yeah. Yeah, if I let you. I'm not sure if you deserve it, don't. And I'm not sure if you deserve to come inside of me. I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure if you deserve it. Maybe if you're really good, maybe I'll let you do it. Maybe if you beg for it. If you beg for me to let you come. If you beg for me like the pathetic fucking slut that you are. Maybe I'll let you bring your big sister's pussy. Yes, I know you want it. So beg for it. That's it. Louder. Beg louder, little brother. There you go. Beg like the little fucking slut that you are. That's it. Come for me. Show me that you're worth at least a little something, little brother. Show me that you can come. Show me that you can bring me. There you go. Come. Oh shit. Look at you still going, whimpering like a little fucking whore. Fuck. Damn, little brother. Well, sorry to say, you're not a man of your words. What a shame. Are you crying? Is Pixis being a big meanie to you? Making you cry? Oh, that's too bad. I guess you're just gonna have to stay behind. You wouldn't want your date to see you like this. No, that would be a sight for sore eyes. Clean yourself up. You look like a fucking mess.